Why are so many citizens of Scurry County not offended by being misled by their county officials? The worst of it began back in budget season when County Judge Dan Hicks wrote a letter telling citizens they wouldn't have to pay for the huge property tax increase passed by commissioners. He flatly lied in saying only oil patch mineral interest owners would pay. Now, in the effort to beat back a tax increase rollback election, Judge Hicks and others are passing more untruths and in writing again. Hicks has penned yet another letter to citizens containing whoppers such as this. Scurry County has cut their budget every year and spent from reserves for the last 6 years to keep the tax rate low. Sorry, Judge Hicks, but budget numbers are public and Scurry County has not cut the budget every year. In fact, the 2020 budget's the third budget in a row that you and commissioners increased. Budgeted general fund spending grew from $11.2 million in 2017 to $14.5 million in the 2020 budget, increasing each year through the current. Even estimated total Scurry County expenditures from funds utilizing ad valorem taxes, property taxes, grew from $16.8 million in 2017 to $21.2 million in 2020, jumping about $1 million each year in between. Scurry County voters have a chance to tell Hicks and commissioners to stop the lies as well as stop the constant spending growth by voting for the rollback petition on Tuesday, 28 January, with early voting running from 13 through 24 January. See the graph with these budget numbers at prattontexas.com. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.